This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. India and Poland have decided to transform their relationship into a strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced this during the press statement after the delegation-level talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk in Warsaw. He said that this year both nations are celebrating the 70th anniversary of the diplomatic relations. He said India-Poland relations are based on shared values such as democracy and rule of law. Mr. Modi said, "Today is a day of special significance in the relations between India and Poland, as after 45 years an Indian Prime Minister visited Poland." He said, "Prime Minister Tusk has been a friend of India for a long time and made huge contribution in enhancing the relationship between India and Poland." The Prime Minister said, "People of India can never forget the help Poland has extended in rescuing Indian students during the Ukraine conflict in 2022. He said, "India and Poland have also been moving forward in close coordination on the international stage." Mr. Modi said, "Both sides agree that reform in the United Nations and other international institutions is the need of the hour to face global challenges." He invited Polish companies to join Make in India and Make for the World. Mr. Modi said, "In January 2025, Poland will assume the presidency of the European Union." He expressed confidence that Poland's support will strengthen the relations between India and the EU. The Prime Minister said, "The loss of lives of innocent people in any crisis has become the biggest challenge for the entire humanity." Mr. Modi said, "For this, India, along with its friendly countries, is ready to provide all possible support." He said, "The ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and West Asia are a matter of deep concern for all." Mr. Modi said, "India firmly believes that no problem can be solved on the battlefield." Mr. Modi and Mr. Tusk reviewed bilateral relationships and exchanged views on a range of issues. The meeting between the two sides offered an opportunity to explore other avenues of mutual interest. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said, "Both sides understand each other well despite the geographical differences, different traditions and histories." Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a ceremonial welcome at Chancellery in Warsaw. Prime Minister of Poland Donald Tusk was also present on this occasion. The Prime Minister also laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is a monument in Warsaw dedicated to the unknown soldiers who have sacrificed their lives for Poland. During his visit, Mr. Modi also called on President of Poland, Andrzej Sebastian Duda, at the Belvedere Palace in Warsaw. The two leaders held discussions on various aspects of bilateral relations. Prime Minister Modi expressed sincere gratitude for Poland's invaluable and timely assistance in evacuating Indian citizens from Ukraine during Operation Ganga. The Prime Minister reiterated his invitation to President Duda to visit India. The Prime Minister also met with a group of prominent Polish Indologists, including Professor Maria Christopher Bierski, Professor Monika Browazik and Professor Przemysław Surek. Mr. Modi appreciated the deep interest of the scholars in Indian subjects. After concluding his successful visit to Poland, Mr. Modi left for Ukraine. In the second and final leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will reach Ukraine tomorrow on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. This will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Ukraine since bilateral relations began in 1992. The Prime Minister's landmark visit to Ukraine will help further consolidation and expansion of bilateral ties. And two-time Olympic medalist Neeraj Chopra will be in action in the men's javelin throw event at the prestigious Lausanne Diamond League meet in Switzerland tonight. The 26-year-old is taking part in the competition after winning the silver medal at the Paris Olympics 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.